board back in session. May we have the next case, please?
Case number 10990, John E. Willis, west of Road 350, Railway Road, being Lot 3 within Bankfield Park Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, John I. Shockley, 34087 Shockley Town Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 9945.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
Here on behalf of my brother-in-law, which is John E. Willis, and he's wanting a setback for his a garage he recently tore down. And excuse me, I have some pictures here. Back. What he far as he has, as far as uniqueness is, do you have uniqueness circumstance for conditions such as irregularity or narrowness or shallowness, size, shape, or exceptional topography or other physical condition peculiar to the property? The house is actually located in a position on the lot that does not allow a 30-foot wide garage, which could store both automobile and residential RV or boat. On the right north side of the property, the building code requires 10 feet from the property line. If a garage is attached to the house or larger than 600 square feet, the current 24x24 garage, which has been there for over 30 years, is less than 3 feet from the property line, 5 foot required. He's recently tore it down. The left south side of the property is more restricted with distance and an electrical utility box, water meter, and such on the south side of the property. Is there a exceptional practical difficulty due to such uniqueness condition and not related to the general circumstances or conditions? It's actually the same answer as house is located in a position you don't require to setback. Can the property be developed in a strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? To build a garage with doors wide enough to accommodate vehicles and residential vehicles require a minimum width of 30 feet. This width still increases the setback distance to the property line from less than the current 3 feet to over 7 feet. Is the variance necessary to enable responsible use for the property? This variance enables inside storage for both vehicles and residential or recreational vehicles, excuse me. Otherwise, it could only be built a garage to accommodate part of the vehicles. The remainder would be outside in the yard. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? The house and existing garage were located in the current location when he purchased the property back in 98. The utility box and the septic system were located on the left south side of the property. Existing garage was in current location, less than 3 feet from the property line. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The variance will actually improve the character of the neighborhood. Initially, this development was only like mobile homes, but more of the owners are replacing their older mobile homes with ranch-style frame houses. Currently, many RVs and boats and all are stored in the yards. The garage will be built closely to match the decor of the house. Inside storage of all vehicles has much more curb appeal than vehicles stored in a yard. And he's noted that this, when he retires here in 2013, this is going to be his permanent residence. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of the adjacent property? This variance will not impair the adjacent property in any way. The adjacent property is on a corner lot situated such that the driveway is on the perpendicular road, and the addition of the garage will increase the property value, thus helping both my direct neighbors, and as well as the entire neighborhood. Would the variance be detrimental or to the to the public welfare? The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Having vehicles enclosed is currently safer than having them stored outside, which is far more accessible to children, be, you know, play around them, whatnot. excuse me. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? The variance requested is the minimum width required to accomplish the housing of vehicles. I would like to have more, had a wider garage, but I wanted to be realistic as possible, which would require at least variation to the 10-foot side code. The variation requested is 3 foot less than the minimum 10-foot. This variance actually increases the current 3 feet to 7 feet from the side property line. Actually, per the surveyor's drawing, it would be 2.6 feet or 7.4 feet. Is the variance necessary to avoid relief? Without the variance, the storage of all vehicles, inside would be impossible. Therefore, vehicles would be parked in the yard. Basically, that's all I have. Do you have any questions?
Well, it seems that you've done a good job of answering these questions. You've given it some thought.
Thank you. A little bit.
Okay.
A little nervous, you can tell, but sorry.
Is the proposed addition, is it attached to the house?
It's going to be. The new place.
It's going to be attached to it.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
That's what it looked like. Okay.
Basically, it's going to match the decor or the core of the house as much as, or, you know, as possible to the house he has now that's there now.
Maybe I misunderstood you. You're asking for how much of a variance now?
Actually, as you can see on the drawing, it was already over by so many feet. I guess it was 3 foot before.
Right.
I think now it's going to be like 7 feet, possibly. As you can see where the pipe is, the garage that's been tore down was even over closer to the adjoining property, which has been there for...
So you want a 3 foot variance?
Yes, I guess.
Not 3.6.
No, three foot. Just.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman, do you have any? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
The request, the variance you're requesting is less of an encroachment than what is existing.
Yes.
That's all.
Confused here. It's showing 7.4, is it there you have, or 6.4?
6.4.
Okay. From 10, is my math is correct? Is how much?
6.4. It was
7. You said 7 feet, but then your it's showing on your survey that you need a 3.6.
I think it was. I'm sorry, I had for the survey.
Yeah, we want to make sure that this is correct.
Actual per survey of drawing, it would be 2.6 feet or 7.4 feet. I'm guessing the 10 foot from side yard, which as stated, I'm not sure. I think it was only 5 foot to begin with if you're looking at
that. When you're finished, how far do you want to be from the property line?
Yeah. When you're done, how far do you want to be?
I'm not sure.
Well, there's a note at the bottom of the application of 1 foot overhang.
1 foot overhang.
Okay. That's a question.
Yeah,
right.
That's a question.
The questioning is there.
Sorry, my apology.
So is that why maybe the office said a 3.6 foot variance?
No, they said a 3.6 foot variance because the existing garage is encroaching 3.6 feet into a five foot setback, that back garage is less than 600 square feet, therefore it only has a 5-foot setback on each, right, on the rear and the side.
Right.
The existing garage.
So it was not calculated properly. They're assuming that, or I can't interpret for them, but
right,
but a 3.6-foot variance would allow for the existing the garage that's there now.
That's
not what he's asking for. What he's asking for...
Mr. Mills, I'm looking at the site plan that's on the third page of the application, and it looks to me like the proposed addition would be 7.4 feet from the property line on both corners. So I think that's what the variance would be for.
You're right. If you look at...
I guess it's 3.6.
It would be 3.6 then.
3 points. No.
No, it'd be 2.6.
2.6.
But it says.
But then there's the 1 foot overhang.
Right.
So that's
where they're coming up at a 3.6.
That's where the 3.6 comes up.
It comes from.
Okay. That's hard to see in that highlighted area.
Yeah,
where it's been
it took me a little dig in there as well. Yeah.
I got you.
And now we understand. Okay.
So what you're asking for is a 3.6-foot variance.
Right. I guess that's what he's asking for. Thank you.
I want to make sure it's in the record correctly.
Me too, right.
There we go.
Same here.
Okay. Okay. Being no further questions then, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, there's no further discussion. I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,990. I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting the variance, and it's the new addition will actually be a less encroachment than the old that has been removed.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll just second that motion and also add that that he said you're improving the neighborhood, correct? The boats are not sitting out where you could see RVs.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,990. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reason stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,990 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.
You too.